The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday, Columbus Day. And old Columbus didn't even know where he landed, but at any rate, we honor Columbus discovering America in 1592. I guess that leaves the Vikings out. I'm not talking about the NFL team and wherever they're at. At any rate, it is the 12th of August, I'm sorry, October. Gosh. 2009. And there's a lot of things swirling in my head right now, and I hope that you're paying attention to today's transmission, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the filler and the gap of all the aforementioned studies on the IRS and the Fed Reserve. A lot of people have done a lot of fine work, but they were never able to connect the dots of how this beast came into being and how untouchable it has become here in America. You would think after this crisis, Ron, this financial crisis in Washington, D.C., we would have seen a little bit better planning than bailouts and TARP this and bailout that and nationalize this. Or, wait a minute, let's go back to the core issue here. If it's the money, let's examine the banking situation and see if there's a problem there. But none of these people, with the exception of Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul on the other side of the aisle there, have made any public utterances about this whatsoever. And this is the core problem we're talking about, a private corporation issuing the credit and the debt to everybody, including our own government. The government doesn't have anything really to do with that private corporation. It's just an enabler between, well, the taxpayer, you, the surety note, for the goings-on. They got to put somebody on the hook to pay for this, as they've done with the IRS or anything else. So this is, it's an all-encompassing type of deal, Ron, and it's so simple in its essence, but it is many-faceted. It is a many-headed beast that has trickled its way through government. We have commerce clauses. We've got uniform commercial codes, where now the Supreme Court is now telling us that we've got to pay attention to international law, throw our own law books in the trash can, because there's a new system that is emerging, and it's the worldwide governance scheme. So therefore, we've got to take our tips from the world courts and this. And I mean, it is out of control, but people are still running around chasing their own tails. Ron, they're not getting it, how we got here, and what necessarily has to be unplugged and done away with to start to put this republic back on its republican form of government and an honest money system and doing away with this bloated. It describes description to me. I don't even know what the hell to call Washington, D.C. anymore. You got a good term for it?
Yeah, well, the good term is to see it in the light as it really is. It's greed. It's greed. And I'll just give you a question. If I were to tell you, John, that I'll give you all the wealth of the world, everything you need, and all you have to do is do my bidding, would you say yes or would you say no? The human nature is to say yes.
Could I get rid of the global elite if I took that on? Hey, hang on to that. That was a rhetorical question. We'll be back. And I want to go through the 14 points here, Ron.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Mr. McDonald, I am going to run through the 14-point list. And by the way, we failed to mention the website last hour. I'll get the frog out of my throat. NewPeopleOrder.com. A little play on New World Order there. It's the New People Order, folks, .com. And 14 of the points that the book, They Own It All, Including You, it proves that all currency in the world is toxic, resulting in the following. Number one, you are legally a debtor and chattel, that being the property owned by a hidden creditor. Two, there is a hidden lien on everything transacted for, by, or with a Federal Reserve note. Three, your entire alleged wealth is or has been liened. You don't own anything. You merely have possession by privilege. Now, this privilege may be yanked at any time if you don't obey the real owner. Try not paying your IRS taxes or even your property taxes. See what happens to you. Four, the Federal Reserve note is a foreign product owned by a foreign corporation and not by you or the United States government. Five, the states and the United States courts are bankruptcy courts representing the interest and the property of the foreign creditor. Six, without knowing it, you have been compelled into international commercial law, where you have none of your unalienable rights. Hence, you have been insulated from your birthright, the common law from which your rights are immutable. Number 7. You are charged an income tax, that being an excise tax, for transacting in a foreign commodity known as the Federal Reserve Note. Let that sink in for a second, folks. IRS. Think about IRS when we're thinking about that. 8. You have been divested of your rights to value of and profits from your labor, which has been hijacked, been stolen. 9. Lawful gold coin, pre-1933, money transactions are invisible to the states and national governments. 10. The real cause of the draconian governmental regulation and your loss of rights is this toxic currency. Number 11. The United States lost its sovereignty in 1933. It is in receivership to the hidden creditor. The bankrupt government is a puppet to the real master, as declared by banker Rothschild. 12. The real cause of the current economic calamity is that toxic currency. 13. The hidden creditor, being the international bankster gangsters, owns everything, including you. And 14. You have been living within an illusion, believing that you are free, but in reality, you are owned. Now, I've been booked lately on the Rush Limbaugh show, or Sean Hannity have you on?
No. No.
Why do you suppose that would be? They have larger audiences than what is listening to this program right now.
You know, what's your guess?
What's my guess?
Yeah, what's your guess?
There would be a dead Ronald P. McDonald in
his
driveway,
yeah.
In your driveway next week. Or, geez, Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh might have his millions curtailed and contract not renewed.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Well, let's go over the list here. You're legally a debtor and your chattel or property owned by a hidden creditor. How have we been pledged?
Well, we've been pledged through being duped into this type of scheme. And wealth has been decided long before the United States came into existence, long before the colonies were in existence. Wealth were your precious metals and gems and things of that nature. That's international. And at the time in 1933, when Franklin Roosevelt decided to take away, make it a criminal act to own gold certificates or gold coin, he was actually stating that the enumerated power of Congress is now to conform to the enumerated power of Congress under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, the right of Congress to coin money, for us as people to form under that, to be subject to that, was a criminal act. Our wealth depended on that clause. Our wealth depended on the commodity known as gold or any precious metal. When you remove the precious metal from an individual, you remove his wealth and everything he values by that precious metal. I hope I answered it.
You answered it. As a matter of fact, in your book, and let me see if I can find it quickly here, you give an example of a simple contract between you and your neighbor. And let me see if I can run up on this real quickly here. You know what I'm in reference to?
I think it's the painting.
Yeah, the $1,500 paint job.
Yeah.
Yeah, could you run through that quickly?
Yeah, basically, when you think of the Federal Reserve Note, you have to think of it as what we call an adhesive contract. When you use it, you're subject to a lot of things that are incorporated in that contract that you may not be familiar with. And probably the biggest thing that you're not familiar with is that if it says 10, if it's denominated 10 on it, it doesn't say $10, but if it has a denomination of 10 on it, that means whatever that 10 stands for, it stands for the interest to the creditor. That means that the creditor has a $10, let's use a term dollar, make it easier, $10 interest in whatever you use that negotiable instrument for. So I think we use the example of the painting for $1,500. So let's say neighbor A pays $1,500 to neighbor B to paint his house. Unbeknown to neighbor A, he was actually giving over to neighbor B, the painter, $1,500 of lien instruments. The worth to the creditor was $1,500. The worth to the neighbor was he is now in debt. He has obligations in his pocket that are accruing interest. And when I say accruing interest, those bills are actually creating more debt. So legally, what has happened is the neighbor A, who had his house painted, paid nothing but debt to neighbor B. And neighbor B thought he walked away with a good deal because he probably could have got away with doing it for $800, let's say, but he overcharged $1,500. But he didn't realize that what he was getting in exchange for his labor, he did not own. It was actually owned out by a third party who became party to that transaction, and that is the Federal Reserve System. And, so in every transaction, when you use those Federal Reserve notes, there are three parties. There are you, the person you contract with, and the third party known as the creditor that you're using his instruments. And it's all lien. So you walk away with absolutely no ownership of anything. Well, but the creditor owns everything.
And it's interesting. The guy's probably having a $1,500 paint job done on a house that's got a big fat mortgage on it. Even if you do satisfy the terms of that contract, try not paying your city property tax and see what happens to that house that you slaved for 30 years, paying principal and interest on. Try not paying that. Say that your house is worth, hey, give it a figure, $1 million. Try not paying your property tax on $1 million, and guess what they'll do with that house?
Yeah, well, you know, ownership of houses is either joint tenancy or tenants in common. We all know what the word tenant means.
And that's how every contract reads, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tenant. So how can you be a tenant on something that supposedly, through whatever means that you're arranging financing and purchasing of said house, and then once it's paid off, you still don't have clear title to that house and your property.
And you're still a tenant.
And you're still a tenant.
Yeah. Like I say, the rent is the property tax.
Oh, gosh. Okay, moving on here. Number two, there is a hidden lien on everything transacted for, by, or with a Federal Reserve note. I think you kind of covered that, but it deserves to be shored up with explanation, sir.
Yeah, we actually found that in the rules of Admiralty Rule C, and it what happened. It was that case with $3,000 in currency and a 1964 station wagon. I mentioned that on the previous show, and it was seized on land. And my curiosity is, why was it seized on land? You know that's. It didn't make any sense.
Unless the 63 Ford has a pontoons and it's sitting on the water.
Yes. Well, that's fake. Yeah, it was $3,976.62 in currency and one 1960 Ford station wagon. And it went down to, and I researched the whole thing when I discovered this case. And this is what it said in the case, and I quote, it says, although presumably for purposes of obtaining jurisdiction, actions for forfeiture under internal revenue laws is commenced as proceeding in admiralty. After jurisdiction is obtained, proceeding takes on character of civil action at law, and at least at such stage of proceeding. And it was the rules of civil procedure. Well, they were the rules of civil procedure under Admiralty Rule C. So I investigated the Admiralty rules, and in Rule C, it said for mere maritime hypothecation. Well, that's a fancy name for lien, which is a fancy name for the interest the creditor has in something. So the only way the Internal Revenue could seize that property for forfeiture is that there had to be liens on the currency and there had to be liens on the Ford station wagon. There's your hidden lien.
You know, it's amazing as I sit and I watch at this Congress assembled in Washington, D.C., you know, in the news lately, you know, why is it you cross the North Korean border and you get thrown into prison, sentenced to 12 years hard labor? Cross the Iranian border while out supposedly leisurely hiking in the hills, you get arrested and imprisoned. But if you cross the U.S. border illegally, you get a driver's license, a Social Security card, and free health care. Whose bright idea was this? Oh, the cheap labor force. But, more importantly, the multiculturalism in the design for America. Kind of like Babylon, folks.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ron, I don't know if this listening audience has got its mind wrapped around the concept that we're talking about here. So we'll open up the phones here at 800-313.
Can I explain one thing before we go further?
Well, wait, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we mentioned Admiralty in that last case with the Ford station wagon. Mm-hmm. Admiralty is contract on the high seas, and it's important that the listener understand what Admiralty is. It's described in the Huntress. In the Huntress is a federal case, and it says, in this country, revenue causes has so long been the subject of admiralty cognizance that Congress considered them as civil causes of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction. Every tax in this country, whether from a state or from the Fed, is an international law. It's revenue on the high seas. So when you're paying your yearly tax to your state or to your federal government, you're in admiralty law. Make sense of it.
Hmm. All right, number three here. Your entire alleged wealth has been liened. You don't own anything. You merely have possession by privilege. Then this privilege may be yanked at any time if you don't obey the real owner. And I can think of half a dozen things that pop into mind immediately. Ron, right to travel.
Yeah,
you can travel anywhere that you want, but you can't do it on interstate highways because they don't allow pedestrians. We don't want it looking like a third world country with refugees moving around. So it's highly impractical the way we've set things up to do away with that little conveyance, that rubber wheeled thing called a car. Now, we're supposed to have freedom of movement and freedom to contract and do whatever we want. But try not having a driver's license for said car operated on motor vehicle on said public highway, or even a city street for that matter. See what happens to you if you want to drive around with no license plates on your car. You're going to get stopped. Chances are your property will be held. It will be impounded in lieu of you climbing into the matrix and getting your proper paperwork. And then that property that has been liened will be returned to you, but only the illusion of you taking possession of it, because you really don't own the doggone thing, do you?
No, and again, that, you know, your driver's license is nothing more than a title of nobility again. As you said, try driving without one, and you'll certainly understand the difference between that special class under special laws known as drivers and you. You don't have that right. And again, here's where the state is in opposition to the Creator. The Creator gives you that right. It is absolute. The state says, we'll take the right the Creator gives you, and we'll turn it into a privilege, and we will then reissue it to you. You see the opposition there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have too many hours in a day to transport myself by pedal authority. I can't walk everywhere. You want to go to the mall? We used to have corner stores. We'd have butcher stores. We'd have bars. We'd have grocery stores. We had hardware stores, you know, all within walking distance. In times past, Ron, if you were living in a fair-sized community, you wouldn't have to venture out of that community to get what you wanted. It was all pretty much right there. We were kind of self-contained little living units, but not anymore. Eisenhower, back in the 50s, decided to model after Adolf Hitler's Autobahn. Many people in this country still don't realize that when it's got a U.S. interstate highway sign, that belongs to the Fed. It doesn't belong to you. You're just allowed to use it, and you pay for it. Your taxes are building them and maintaining them. But try driving on said public highway without proper paperwork and see what happens to you and your means of conveyance. Now, and if you want a simple analogy about this, folks, when we all rode around on horseback and we were in buggies, did we have licenses then? No, we didn't. But did that do the same thing that a car, albeit, I will admit, a little bit slower, a little bit more complicated? You know, you can't drive a horse for 24 straight hours. You kill the thing. But it was the same principle of freedom of movement. You hopped on your horse and giddy up and you're off. Well, the car has replaced the buggy and the horse or the horse itself, but now it's regulated.
And again, you're showing that's the executive office again. The DMV is under the executive office, under administrative law, all centralized government, and that's where you find yourself. You're in commerce.
Can I get out of commerce?
Yeah, you can. I've won several cases on that one issue.
Hmm. All right. You and I are going to be best buds and pals in the near future. Okay. Let's move on to number four here, the Federal Reserve note. Is a foreign product owned by a foreign corporation and not by you or the U.S. government. Many people are paid for their labors and services to XYZ company or corporation. You are then, they figure out the time that you spent, and they're going to give you these FRNs by way of check that you dutifully go to the bank. And if you want to transfer that paper check into their paper currency, you're more than welcome to do it. But there's a slight problem there. What's that problem with that foreign product?
That problem actually brings you into the mercantile jurisdiction, your Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction, unbeknownst to you. And this is where in the income tax it says voluntary compliance. It's volunteered. The basis of all contracts, whether you're a doctor with patients or an employer-employee, you agree to so many Federal Reserve notes for your services.
Hold that thought right there. Let's pick up exactly where you're leaving off right now after the break, and we'll get to your calls as well at 800-313-9443. Are we waking anybody up yet?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Ron, pick up exactly where you left off, sir.
Well, I'd like to, you know, we're dealing with an illusion. And in order to, for your listeners to actually see the illusion, if we were to replace every dollar and every coin with Japanese yen and force people to use those Japanese yen in this country, what would be the difference between the Japanese yen and the Federal Reserve note?
Nothing that I could
foreign.
See. Yeah, nothing I could see would be any different.
And the American people would be up in arms tomorrow if that happened. They're just not seeing it that way. They're not seeing that they have a foreign product that's being used as currency in this country. They don't own it. They don't get any worth out of using it. And, in fact, they labor and have to pay taxes on it or alleged taxes. You can't pay tax on obligations, but they have to give back so many for the use of these things. See, that's the illusion. If we were to wake up tomorrow and see the currency as foreign currency as it really is, I think we would have this problem solved within a couple days.
Well, yeah, the problem is that people are just now starting to find out, well, what do you mean the Federal Reserve isn't federal and there's nothing in reserve? Most people aren't even past that stage yet. And what we just witnessed here, Ron, was the biggest hijacking of the American people through way of debt and deficit in this country to make some new rules so everything works better and we don't get into trouble anymore with greedy people, you know, selling derivatives and, you know, anything that they can sell. You know, it's just, it's beyond comprehension to a lot of people. Let me slide a caller in here. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
Dr. Ron, I want to ask you a question about documented foreign nationals. That's not just Mexicans, but it's nationals that are documented, and they have something like a foreign passport. They don't file a 1040. They don't have any auto insurance. They don't pay property tax. They invite all their relatives in, and they open a business and pay them, and they file nothing with the IRS, and there's no withholding. And I've seen them plead guilty to serious crimes and get sentenced to a year or two. And after a month, they're free and their records are expunged and they don't even have an attorney and there's no explanation. Yeah, can you explain it?
Yeah, Richard has asked this question several times. Can you shed any light on this, Ron?
I probably couldn't shed any more light than what he already knows on it. We're dealing in a jurisdiction that, unless you're familiar, you won't understand that you're in an admiralty jurisdiction. The rules and regulations in the admiralty jurisdiction have never been defined. They're unlimited. Anything goes as far as what the admiral makes for any particular situation. He can change the rules today. He can add more rules tomorrow. And what you're seeing is just the unlimited ability of the executive branch under admiralty to do different things to different races, to different nationalities. That's all you're seeing. And it's, again, it's all centralized government. It's done, it's, for example, the doctor that cured someone, and yet he violated the law. He violated the law of the medical board. The medical board made the law. It was approved by the attorney general of the state or lieutenant governor of the state. He saved someone's life by violating the law. Has he committed a crime? Well, yes, he has. So it's not a matter of whether he did right or wrong. Now he has to confront the medical board, and they can revoke his license. It's unimaginable the lunacy that's involved in all this. And Richard just stated a lunacy, in my opinion.
Well, you want something a little bit crazier? The DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano has now officially banned any enforcement of our immigration laws by local officials, and they're going to create a new administrative office. And let me see if I can find the name to this thing. That's a loud telephone. The new initiative is aimed at implementing alternatives.
That's Robert. One second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Robert, I'm on the radio. That's Dr. Rowan. Okay. Robert wanted me to give out the phone number for book search.
Well, and that's a fine idea. And by the way, Mr. Rowan will be joining us next Monday. I'm going to drill this into the listeners' heads so we can do away with a lot of wasted and replicated grievances and approach to the problem here in this country. We've gotten real good at identifying problems, but we're kind of short on solutions. But at any rate, just to give you an idea here about Napolitano, we're going to be a balkanized country, folks. It's going to be like Babylon. Pretty soon, American will not be able to understand anything that anybody's saying because they're all going to be foreign nationals any damn way. It refers to some illegal immigrants as non-criminals and seeks to expand programs, including legal support services. And that's legal support for illegals, ladies and gentlemen. How's that for an oxymoron? In other words, more tax dollars are going to be spent accommodating people who spit on the laws, crowd our prisons, bankrupt our schools, and will now be providing them with taxpayer-funded lawyers to help them manipulate the system to obtain amnesty. Another primary objective of this program is to enhance detainee medical care. Folks, you don't 45 million people in this country don't have health care. But don't worry. If you're illegal, you're tramping over the border, you make it here, congratulations, you got a friend in the DHS. Now, imagine, Ron, imagine the Americans illegally breaking into France, marching down their streets, waving our flags and demanding that they speak our language and give us handouts after handout, while smearing anybody who objects to the, you might be a xenophobe, you might be a racist. Ron, are you a racist? Don't you want all these millions of illegals in this country to have amnesty?
Well, you know, I'm not actually not a racist, and I honestly believe that if we could cross borders and live and move throughout this world at a time of peace through every country, I would love to do that.
Well, and I, you know, the term diversity has really gotten bastardized. I love diversity. The entire world is full of diverse cultures and different ways of conducting themselves and constructing their societies. They got and I am like you, Ron. I want to go see the whole world. I want to see these diverse nations. But I don't want this country being a diverse nation with a smattering of everything on this planet.
Well, you know, again, I mentioned earlier in the show about the one issue with humankind. It's greed and selfishness. What makes someone from Mexico want to cross the border up here? The problem's not that he's crossing the border. The problem's in Mexico, isn't it?
And
there's no opportunity down there.
And I have said this before. I have not been hard on the reason why people want to come here. There's still a lot of people on this planet that want to come here. And I don't fault them for wanting to do that. But what I do fault them as breaking the law in order to do it. Yeah. And then us, being the taxpayer, forced to take on the burden of this extra cost of these illegals coming in here.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the breaking down of the American citizen. That's all it is.
Jerry in Illinois. Hello, Jerry. From the broken state of Illinois. How you doing, Jerry?
How are you guys doing?
Hi.
We had a republic under a constitution, and I apologize if you've already covered this, but under what authority was this done? I have not understood how this was actually done.
Well, and Ron, if you can give your thumbnail reconstructive crib notes on this one.
Yeah, what happened in 1933, the Congress granted unlimited powers to the President of the United States to get us out of the Depression and spiraling economy. And one has to question, well, where do powers come from? The Congress has a limited number of powers, the judicial limited number of powers, and the executive a limited number of powers. But when Congress gives unlimited powers, it has to come from their branch or from the judicial branch. And as you'll see under the National Industrial Recovery Act and under the Administrative Procedures Act, which followed, those powers that went into these acts and went into the executive office were both legislative and both judicial. So the president, the executive office, actually took powers from the other two branches, which confounded our Constitution, violated its fundamental principles, and gave the despot, a ruler instead of a legitimate, lawful government. That's where it happened, Jerry.
Okay, so I understand that's right. They gave away power that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, and you'll see that, and I think I brought it up last time about the enumerated powers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to re-quote it. It says, "The first sense of limited government refers to the enumeration of powers through which the Constitution outlines the jurisdictional concerns of national government. This method of limitation has failed. The enumeration of powers is now a dead letter as a result of nationalizing tendencies of American economic and social life." What's talking about the National Recovery Act? It's talking about all the new codes coming in and redeveloping this new type of government known as economic control. It wanted total economic control over every aspect of the country.
Okay. Well, one other question then. Constitutionally, they didn't have the right or the power to give away their power, did they?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, John. Great show. Hey, the reason I called is I want to make a couple comments. And first off, as far as the situation we're in, I think we have a federal government that operates by policy, not the constitutional limitations that they're supposed to operate under. And I think that's got a genesis back in 33 when the nation went bankrupt. And
by the way, Wayne, you know what makes policy? Corporate boards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when, we may have a law that says you cannot aid and abet an illegal alien, federal law, that is, that's been passed and, it's positive law. But the policy of the government is, we're going to be a haven for illegal immigrants and give them free housing, food, medical care.
Wayne, what do you mean, going to be? We are.
Oh, no doubt.
As a matter of fact, we are running out of time here, but I was just reading in one of our local rags, the Austin Un-American Statesman. They have a problem here. They're saying that, we have about 11.5 million undocumented workers, and they're trying to cook up ways to bring them into the fold. Now, just classify that as amnesty. They are in illegal status right now. They're illegal aliens, not immigrants. No, immigration is a process of coming from a foreign land into this one, and there are certain steps that you have to do to become a citizen of this country. But now they're bypassing all of this stuff, and by policy they're going to implement, what did I just say? Amnesty for all these millions. And by the way, they undershot the number there.
Oh, no doubt.
Ron, this thing we have going on here called the little mini depression in this country has sent a lot of Mexicans, a lot of foreigners back home, because they did come here for the jobs. And they sent a lot of that money back to Mexico. Now, that was their second biggest income source. They had all the illegals in this country. They were sending money back to the family, back to mom and pop. And, that helped the Mexican economy, but didn't help ours because the money didn't circulate in this economy.
Hey, John, if I could ask my question?
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
The question I have for your guest is, what exactly is going to be our best remedy against what we're fighting here? As you've mentioned, we're in this admiralty jurisdiction, which to me is called color of law, not positive law, because they use codes, rules, or regulations to maintain this power over us.
Administrative law.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And so in some of the studying I've done, I think there could be a remedy in Title 18, Chapter 13, Section 242, called deprivation of rights under color of law. And this is where you have a code enforcer or some federal or public official that in some way subjects a person to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution. And I was wondering if your guest feels like an administrative process against a code enforcer or some other public official where you gave them a first, third, second, third notice that, prove your jurisdiction, prove your authority. Could that be possible?
I agree with you. The thing is that one always has to trace back the authority to the instrument that delegates power to these areas. For example, in the Constitution of the United States, is there a delegated authority in that instrument that allows the government to create agencies in order to subject U.S. citizens and state citizens to its will, to its authority? Well, no, there isn't. There is no traceable authority in there. And the same thing in your state constitutions. You'll see no traceable authority in any state constitution that allows the state to create agency law, special law, in violation of the general law that the people should fall under, so in order to subject those people to the will of the state. And that's the point, and that's what's happened in this country.
Well, we know
I would also like to... I'm sorry?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious, but what we're looking for, and there's a lot of the groups around the country, is looking for a remedy to stand up against this. And as I mentioned, some type of administrative process against whoever is making your life miserable.
Okay, but you're advocating using the matrix against itself, yeah. And it's not. Yeah. Ron, go ahead. Answer.
Yeah, you're not going to find a remedy in their courts, and the reason being the Congress of the United States is on the receiver side of unlimited lines of credit. They'll never do the will of the people because they're selfish, greedy human beings that are in a very cushed job right now. The real issue and the real remedy will be an honest money system or an honest currency system, and we could get that going within 24 hours. But in order to do that, Wayne, we need numbers of people within every state to see the problem, see that Japanese yen being used throughout our system, and say no more. We start replicating our own currency within each state, and that's the true remedy. That's the ultimate remedy.
All right, Wayne, I got to let you go. I thank you for your call. One more from South Carolina here when we get back. And let us not forget to put out the number to purchase the book, They Own It All, Including You. We'll do that after this short break and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution
Now the kids in school can't spell Constitution. If they hear the word Constitution, they think that it has something with a bowel movement. I had a question for you, Ron.
Okay.
Have you ever spoken to Dr. Edwin Vieira?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're okay, good. And I am certainly glad of that. And second of which, have you ever been invited on the Alex Jones Show?
No, I have not.
Well, I talked to him last week about you guys, and I said, you know, the neat thing about it is he doesn't blame it all on the Jews and the bankers. So I said, it's Alex Jones safe to put these guys on, because you've got the cure here. Literally, you have put the pieces of the puzzle that have been missing from all these researchers over the years. They can go into infinite detail as to how the Federal Reserve was crafted. You know, the IRS, you know, it was brought in. And all of these sundry issues, but without asking the question as to why. The who, what, where, and when is covered nicely, but the why is never asked. All right, let me take one more caller here.
Should I put the website?
Put the number out. Please put the number and the website out.
Okay, it's you can get the book, purchase the book at newpeopleorder.com. That's newpeopleorder.com. Or the telephone number is 1-866-308-6235, 1-866-308-6235, press option 6.
Option 6, and my producer is going to put that in the description of today's program. All right, Jim in South Carolina, we got about 3 minutes, sir.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I agree with your guest 100%, but there is a small piece of the puzzle still missing, and that's how it's constitutional. And I think if you look under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1, and Clause 2, you will find the state and a state. And therein lies how they're doing it to us, because we're Clause 2 citizens and not Clause 1 citizens, as we should rightfully be.
Ron, is this making sense to you?
Well, the thing is the entire Constitution has been suspended except for the Commerce Clause, and you'll see that in most of your new books on the Constitution. It says everything falls under the Commerce Clause. Nothing is in agreement with the Constitution. And when you look at the Constitution, you have to look at it through the eyes of, is it a lawful constitution or illegal constitution at this point? Does it have lawful money backing it up? Because we know law has to have gold on one side of the scale and law on the other side of the scale. There's no gold backing up the law of either any of the state constitutions or the federal constitution. And the only thing that's allowed to happen in this society internationally is commerce. And that's what these negotiable instruments are called. They fall under the Uniform Commercial Codes under the Admiralty jurisdiction.
And that was number 6 on the list. Without knowing it, you have been compelled into international commercial law, where you have none of your unalienable rights. Hence, you've been insulated from your birthright, the common law from which your rights are immutable. Jim, thank you for your call, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. And Ron, I will see you along with Dr. Robert Rowan next Monday on this program. And right. I want to make sure everybody gets this, because without knowing the entire picture, you cannot come up with a plausible solution and enact upon it. I mean, get busy on this. We know the problem, but how do we go about tackling this thing, getting rid of the Fed and the IRS, getting rid of all these ungodly taxes, and getting back to simple labor for exchange of money? And let's live this life that God granted us. We're only here for a short while, right, Ron?
That's correct.
All right, sir. I thank you for your time, and I'll see you back on the airwaves next Monday with Dr. Rowan.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. You know what day it is. Tuesday.
With recent internet.